This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with functional medicine pioneer and thought leader, Dr. Russell Jaffe, MD, PhD, CCN. Dr. Jaffe is the senior fellow at Health Studies Collegium and founder of PERC Integrated Health and ELISA Act Biotechnologies. Dr. Jaffe, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Pleasure to be with you.
Likewise. So for starters, Dr. Jaffe, you frequently speak about acid alkaline balance. Can you explain what you mean by acid alkaline balance and why it's so important?
Yes. What we're talking about is something that goes on inside of cells, which is different than what goes on inside your blood or your urine or your spinal fluid or your stool. We're talking about your cellular acid-alkaline balance, what we call the proton gradient. And the reason it's important is if you don't have enough magnesium to stay alkaline inside the cell, the battery, known as the mitochondria, begins to shut down. The cell becomes too acidic, and now protein synthesis is impaired. Your ability to function is impaired, and elective protective detoxifying mechanisms go away because the cell is so energy starved that it can't afford elective protective mechanisms. So it is a big deal, and it is a bit complicated.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, how do you recommend someone go about determining how acid or alkaline is balanced or not?
Well, the gold standard is to do what's called a venous blood gas, but that's cumbersome, expensive, and outside of hospitals, very rarely is that done. So the gold standard would be a venous, not arterial, but venous blood gas. However, it turns out that after 6 hours of rest, the fluid, the urine, and the bladder has equilibrated with the cells. And so the next urine that flows after 6 hours of rest is a non-invasive measure of cellular metabolic acidosis. So we recommend that people on a daily basis, for about $1 a day, measure their own urine pH, because you don't want to transport that urine for complicated reasons. But after 6 hours of rest, you have a specimen that is a non-invasive, but still measure of cellular metabolic acidosis.
Helpful information. Today we are joined by functional medicine pioneer and thought leader, Dr. Russell Jaffe, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what is the ideal pH?
Well, the ideal range for that pH in the urine after rest is 6.5 to 7.5. In regard to the ideal pH of the cell itself, it does somewhat depend on the specific cell, but in general, 7.455 is a good measure, and slightly more alkaline in some cells means even more energy, because tiny changes, I mean like hundredths of a change in pH, can have profound impacts on the efficiency and resilience and energetic quality of the cell.
And if someone is not at the goal of 6.5 to 7.5 when they measure their first AM urine pH, what do you suggest that they do?
Right. If they're putting out too much acid, that is their urine pH is below 6.5, that strongly suggests a deficit in magnesium. And by the way, the need for magnesium has doubled in the last few decades, and the availability of magnesium in the diet has reduced by half. So as my grandmother used to say, the rents are going up and the ceilings are coming down. So magnesium, an essential mineral to balance out calcium, is often the forgotten electrolyte. But it's nature's calcium channel blocker, as well as being a protective antioxidant for essential fats, as well as maintaining this energetic state for the cell. So what you want to do is measure that urine pH and then increase magnesium in the diet. And for most people, that also means supplementing with magnesium. And we have pioneered the enhanced uptake and chaperone delivery form of magnesium because many people have a system, a calcium magnesium ATPase channel, a pore in their cells that does not allow magnesium to come in efficiently. It's blocked, it's poisoned a bit by toxic metals or solvent residues or hormone disruptors or bad stuff. And we figured out how to enhance the uptake, chaperone the delivery of the magnesium. We enhance it with choline and citrate, which also are beneficial in the body. And so there is now the option of having enhanced uptake and chaperone delivery of magnesium for those people whose cells are hungry and starving for it.
Dr. Jaffe, really appreciate your time today. As we conclude, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, or a tip here for the listeners today?
Well, I came as a skeptic. I didn't learn about what I'm recommending at Boston University Medical Center or at the National Institutes of Health Clinical Center. So I came as a skeptic. I can tell you this has saved my life. It saved my parents' lives. It saved my children's lives. And so I do recommend that folks pay attention to it.
And thanks for that advice, Dr. Jaffe. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could one reach out or be in touch if they needed to?
Yes, sir. If folks want information, they can go to www.perque.com or to drrusselljaffe.com or to healthstudiescollegium.org for more technical information, or even to ELISAACT.com for information about immune tolerance and intolerance tests, and PERC Integrative Health or PERC.com for more information about this pH testing and what to do about it. We also have a toll-free number, 800-525-7372. That's 800-553-5472. So two separate numbers. First is 1-800-525-7372, and the other is 1-800-553-5472. Either one should work. And one is the lab and one is the PERC, but people can help you in whatever way. We are grateful for the opportunity to be of service and to bring this information to people in a timely way.
Again, Dr. Jaffe, we really appreciate your time spent with us here today on eHealth Radio and look forward to the opportunity of having you back with us again right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We have been speaking with functional medicine pioneer and thought leader, Dr. Russell Jaffe, MD, PhD, and CCN. Dr. Jaffe is the senior fellow at Health Studies Collegium and founder of PERC Integrated Health and ELISA ACT Biotechnologies. And for more information, simply visit drrusselljaffe.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.